Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I speak with the survivor of a pond rescue, Randy Gardner, along with those who helped him on that cold April day near Brighton. At about 4:45 in the afternoon, April 13th, Randy Gardner of Toddville had been clearing debris from a pond overflow pipe when his legs were pulled in.
We have a lot of beavers in the pond, and they keep plugging up the overflow tube with leaves and mud. And I just scoop it out normally. Well, this time I'd taken too long, and the water was about 3 foot above the tube when I did it. And when I did it, I was kicking out with my feet. And as soon as it was clear, it pulled my legs from the tube. And so I was underwater, and I just barely could get my lips and nose out of the water. And my son was holding me up, and he got stuck in behind me. And I told him, so you need to go get help. And when he left, I couldn't hang on anymore because I couldn't hold up by myself. And when he got back, I was unconscious underwater. And he starts talking to the 911 operator.
He calls his 21-year-old son, Matt, his hero. People from multiple agencies helped save his life. Monday, he got to walk into the Brighton Fire Department on his own 2 feet and say thanks in person.
I can't thank you guys enough. I wrote a note to some people at work when I was still in Iowa City, and I just said that there were 45 people there trying to save my life, but they didn't even know me. I mean, that's a pretty special place, guys, and I appreciate it because there is no way I was not going to make it. Just you guys that were there, you know that. It wasn't going to happen. And
Bill Farmer was one of the first firefighters on the scene.
Well, when we pulled up on scene, one of our rules is we always roll our number one pumper. It's got the most equipment on it. Anyway, we pulled it down the lane, and we're still at least a quarter of a mile away, and the only thing we can see is Randy's boy holding him out of the water, and all we can see of Randy's was his face. We had four guys from Brighton that got in the water without cold weather suits, and the water was around 40 degrees, and they held him out of the water and let his boy get out and get into a warm vehicle until Washington got there with their cold water suits. Probably at least 30 minutes.
And that's a long 30
minutes. That's a long 30 minutes in 40 degree water.
Luckily, a nice event tonight, a happy outcome. What was it like at the end of the day when you guys, cleaned up the scene and went back to the station?
We're figuring he's going to survive at least, but we, as bad as he looked, we figured there was going to be a lot of medical problems, maybe some amputations or whatever, but luckily he came out 100%, I think.
And what is it like then to shake his hand tonight?
It's great. I mean, you hear about it, but you don't really get to meet the people down the road, I guess.
On Monday, one of the first people Randy Gardner recognized and hugged was Jerry Gingrich. He's a member of the Washington County Rescue Dive Team and was right next to him during the rescue in the water. Private citizens Ron and Jane Janicek brought in a backhoe to take out part of the pond dam to relieve the water pressure enough for Gardner to be freed. He was transported by air care to the University of Iowa Hospital, where he received care for about a week. Jane Janicek gave Gardner a gift Monday, a toy backhoe. Hands were shaken, smiles filled faces, and hugs were given. Gardner applauded all of those who helped on that cold April day.
You guys can go home tonight and absolutely know for a fact you saved a life, because there was no other way I was getting out of there, to be honest with you. I didn't have a whole bunch of time left when I did. I had a few degrees left in me, but it got to be pretty, and you know that's great. I got to be pretty violent towards the end, and I know you guys, I talked to a few people that when I finally got out of the water, my legs were black, it sounds like, and a few of you guys stood back and said, well, we hope he lives, because he's not keeping those legs. Well, I did. It was a miracle. Everything was a miracle. The next morning, my toes were wiggling, and I thought I was losing my legs, which I didn't care if I did, and it just, everything just happened, just the only way it could have for me to live. And
Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider says local volunteers are important.
Nowadays, with some of the training requirements and things like that, it's harder to get people to volunteer. And so, we're always looking for people that, whether it's the fire departments or the QRS, County Rescue, we can always use more people to help, because as volunteers, you never know who's going to be available when that call comes in. It's very important for people to step up and be willing to do what these guys did that night.
Agencies that assisted include Washington County Emergency Communications, Brighton Fire, and QRS, Washington County Rescue, Washington County Ambulance, Iowa State Patrol, Iowa DNR, and Washington County Sheriff's personnel. That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page, talking about the rescue of Randy Gardner near Brighton and his reunion with his rescuers Monday. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.